Today is the day that no one wants to meet. Today is the day that no one wants to face. Today is the day that no one wants to get the call. Today is the day. Today, the greatest day of pain that one could get. If you've ever loved someone, and today is the day that the someone that you loved with all of your might, with all of your very being and presence, was snatched from death, away from you. This is the day that God told you would come, and it came. Today, 5 years ago, still feels like today. Today is a very painful day. The day that I got the call, I can remember very vivid where I was. I was learning how to be a perfectionist at grooming dogs. I am a master barber, but I was gaining the skill of grooming dogs. So I was at a store called PetSmart grooming dogs. I got up early that morning, having a good day. Got a call from my mother. Said, your grandfather has passed away. I had no words, tears, fell from my face. I could not breathe. To think about a man a great man, the only man that I know to be the closest thing to Jesus. Now, to some of you, this may be or seem not so real, unbelievable. But I tell you the truth. If it were not so, I would not tell you. My grandfather was a king. How do you determine what a king is? A king is a servant. Jesus, his name has reigned from generation to generation. It's the longest name in history. Profound. And the things and the great miracles that he's done is what made him a king. And not only that, but his servant to the disciples. servanthood is what will make you a king. My grandfather was a servant. Not only did he serve his wife, but he would tell you, I'm a servant of God before anything. And you'll say, how you doing, Pete McClish? God is good. He's good, and I'm doing mighty fine. I'm not the one to complain. He will tell you. He's a lover of the Lord. God is on his side. And when he thinks about God and how good he's been, God is the reason why he has a good wife. God is the reason why he can take care of all of his kids. He had 9 kids. God is the reason why he was able to eat every day and go out and get up early in the morning before the dust could even rise. 3:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, my grandfather would get up and go out to mend the land, to mend the animals, to be about his father's business. He understood the principles of sowing and then reaping. He understood those principles. And that you had to be consistent every day to get up, be thankful to God, serve God, love your wife, go out, tend to the land so you can take care of your kids. My grandfather was a king. Every day I saw this. It wasn't a day that he didn't get up. Every day. He made sure to tell you God don't like a lazy man. You got to get up and work. It is an obligation and a duty. My grandfather not only took care of his wife and his kids, but there was a lady that lived up the street. He made sure that lady ate every day. If he couldn't take the plate itself, he made one of his grandkids take that plate over to that lady's house. We called her the cat lady, to feed the lady. My grandfather not only took care of his kids, but he took care of somebody else's kids. My grandfather was a king. And when I say literally took care of somebody else's kids, my grandmother's mother, husband walked out on her. Couldn't raise the kids, so my grandfather took the responsibility. Now, I don't know, and I haven't seen, and I haven't met not one man to have 9 kids by the same woman to take on the responsibility of some more kids. Not one more, not two more, 3, 4 more kids. Not only did he take care of my grandmother's mother's kids, but he also would go and take care of other people's kids in the community. He made sure he would check on everybody. How y'all doing? You doing all right? You doing all right? Are you doing all right? He was the community man. Everybody in the town of Ripley, Tennessee, Henning, Tennessee, they called it the bottom down there in Henning, Tennessee. And for you, some of you who don't know this region, it's right above Memphis. It's about an hour or two away from Memphis. They call it the country, nothing but fields. My grandfather was a great farmer. And he was a scientist. Everything that I tell you he was, I tell you no lie, he was. He was a great man. So to receive that call on that day was life-changing. It almost snatched the breath out of my body. I cried and slept and wept for 3 days. I couldn't eat. To think about, will I ever see this king again? The last thing I can remember, clearly and vivid, was my grandfather called all of his grandkids, and he has a lot, because remember, he has 9 children. He called us to the bed. He summons us. It wasn't no call. It was a summons. My cousin Christy says he summons us. And summons means it's court ordered. It's mandatory. It's no question. You come or else. There's no question. You come. It's summons. He called us. And my grandfather was very reserved and slow with his words, because he wanted to make sure you heard him and heard him right the first time. And whatever he said, he meant business. He didn't play around with you. And his exact words was, in his slow, monotone voice, "Your parents will not be able to save you. So get to know God and get a hold of him, because you're going to need him." And in that slow moment, it's like the world was shut off, because what he said penetrated in your soul. And you knew that what he told you was the truth. And you better listen. And let me tell you, since that day, I'm so glad that my daughter was in the room and she got a chance to experience this. And I don't have to tell the story, but she heard it for herself. She heard my grandfather tell her, "Your parents are not going to be able to save you. I can't save my daughter. In this life, this physical life, we have trials and tribulations for the edification." And what is edification? For the betterment of your human soul, of your soul, right? And I really believe that in this physical form, we are coming to learn what we couldn't grasp in another life, or in our spiritual life, and then we take what we learn back to our spiritual life, so that we may be more perfect in our spiritual life. Life is about lessons, but you cannot do much without God. As a matter of fact, you're not gonna make it without him. The kingdom is at hand. The world is changing. There's so much corruption. You can't even identify what's true. It's getting so hard. But the Bible still stands, even in corruption. You can tell them by the fruits of their spirit. And if you don't know what the fruits of the spirit is, I highly encourage you to get to know it for yourself. So with that being said, today is a day that I honor my grandfather. I love him. He's such a king. If you can find king, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, who can find a virtuous woman? Well, I'm going to ask you, who can find a king? Who shall he be? Who shall he be? While we do know that there's only one king, and that's the Lord of the Lords and the King of the King, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the light, the good shepherd. Huh? Yes, we do know that. God is good, and he's good to us all. So in that, I'm going to say, love your loved ones while you can. Create a lot of memories while you can. Appreciate the people in your life while you can. Every day is not guaranteed. Every day is not promised. Leave something for your kids to remember. Black history is Black history because of the stories we tell. And if no one is telling the story, the history dies. May you continue to celebrate not only your family and your name, legacy, but continue to celebrate Black history by continuing to create memories and telling the stories. We have great people in our history because somebody's telling the story. You wouldn't even know my grandfather if I didn't tell you the story. My grandfather was just as much as a king as Dr. Martin Luther King. But you wouldn't know if I didn't tell the story. So today I say, Grandfather Pete McClish, aka Jimmy, Granddaddy, I love you. I thank you for all of your core principles, values, and morals. I love you for that. I am who I am because of you. And I can't thank you enough. And I love you. Tell everybody I said hello. Until we meet again on the other side, I'll forever keep your name and your legacy. We love you. Signing out, your granddaughter, Shantae Randolph, the daughter of Sandra McClish, the niece of Rita, Jocelyn, Bubba, Keith, Annette. Rest in peace, Auntie Annette. And finally, Uncle Fred. We love you.